Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Cats News Radio WRBA. It is Friday. We've got all sorts of great stuff going on this evening. Yeah, we really do, from 6 until 7. There are three of us are going to be hanging out. Myself, Charles Pyle, our news director, host of Richmond's Morning News, Rich Herrera. The three of us just hanging out and talking about this upcoming election, this debate that will air right here on News Radio WRVA between Lieutenant Governor Winsom Sears and former Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger. What is it that's going to be addressed? What's not going to be addressed? What do you think should be addressed? Are the moderators going to be able to hold them both accountable? This is one of the difficulties that we see in debates. I think most of us have seen throughout the years. Do you have folks who are debate moderators who, in all candor, really think that they're a candidate? Do you have debate moderators who are making clear that they're supporting one candidate or the other? I don't know. We'll listen to that starting at 7. But again, at 6 o'clock this evening, I will be your humble host, of course, continuing for an extra hour. I'm still debating whether we perform our normal happy hour maneuvers at 18:03 or not. But I'll be joined by Rich Herrera and Charles Pyle, and we'll discuss all of that. I mentioned to you that I saw a great podcast, a great discussion involving Jack McFarland. And Jack McFarland is a retired supervisory special agent from the DEA. I'm always impressed with the performance of our local DEA, our Richmond District Office, over on Green Court. These guys are always punching above their pay grade, just doing amazing work. And obviously with Terry Cole, who had been our public safety secretary with Governor Youngkin, now the actual administrator of the DEA, just great stuff. And I looked at Jack's journey, and it's an interesting one to get from where he was to the DEA. And I thought, well, let's chat with him a little bit, talk about that, and also talk about the real scourge that these cartels continue to visit upon Americans. I mean, we are all at risk at this moment as a result of them. Jack, thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you very much, Jeff. I really appreciate it. Hope you're doing well, sir.
Yeah, I'm doing great. It's good to hear your voice. Give everybody a little sense of where you start sort of your professional life and how the heck that winds up with you with the DEA.
Yes, sir. Believe it or not, I was actually a high school teacher and a football coach. And back in the late 80s, a friend of mine got me interested in applying to the DEA and the FBI. I ended up applying to the both agencies. And I was going through the process of both agencies, and DEA came at me at first, and I went through the process and ended up going to Quantico and becoming a special agent and retired after 32 years of service.
Wow. Wow. So which is tougher, bringing down the cartels or dealing with high school students?
You know, today I would not want to touch to be a high school teacher today. No, I wouldn't want to touch it today. I did it back in the mid 80s and 4 years of it and 4 years of doing that and coaching football. It was great. It was a great experience. It was a great experience, but I don't think I'd want to go back and do it now. No disrespect.
No. Listen, some of us were those students that made those teachers' lives miserable. So
yes, exactly.
Definitely understand that. So you enter on to service with the DEA. You don't have a choice of where you go, do you?
Really, believe it or not, back in the day, Jeff, what happened was you would get, for when I was going through, we were allowed to pick three assignments. Okay. And I ended up picking Philadelphia, New York, and Miami. And I was given, as my office of hire, excuse me, office of assignment, was the Philadelphia Field Divisional Office. And I spent 8 years there in Philadelphia. It was a wonderful, wonderful bunch of people there. I got all my got my grades there, moved up the ranks there, and then I was transferred. Well, I put in for a transfer to go to Quantico, Virginia, as a tactical physical training instructor for special agents. Absolutely, yes, sir.
I love that. Now, of course, as you know, you know what? You may not know. I'm a Philly native, and
okay.
1,000 years ago was a cop in Philadelphia, so who knows? We may have crossed paths, but I never got out a blue shirt, so I probably wasn't doing anything of any great importance. When you were bringing down the real bad guys, when you were doing that, now again, this is a couple of years back, but at that time, were the cartels as powerful as they are today?
When I was when I came on board back in the late 80s with Ronald Reagan being president, you know, Nancy Reagan just say no, most of the activity that we were dealing with was, believe it or not, was down in from Colombia. The Colombians were involved in bringing, of course, transshipping all the cocaine and crack cocaine, of course, was big at that time. And I was also in the group that we did a lot of marijuana cases. But mostly of our personnel was the Colombians, believe it or not. We were doing the Colombians. And North Philadelphia, as you all know, the 24th, 25th, 26th precinct, 35th precinct. We worked a lot with those gentlemen and ladies.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the Badlands up there. Yep. There you go, sir. And it's still the Badlands up there after all these years. Yeah. Kensington and Allegheny. And we can talk about this forever. But spent 8 years doing that. But most of our activity was from Colombia. Wow. Yes, sir.
So what was the shifting point? When did the Colombian gangs no longer pose the big threat and find themselves supplanted, I guess, by these Mexican cartels?
Well, when I was doing, I did Philadelphia for 8 years, then I went down to Quantico for about 5 years, as I said, as an agent instructor. When I got back out, I was promoted, then I went down to the islands. I was down in the Caribbean Field Division for a number of years, 4 years to be. I was a resident agent in charge down there. And I would say somewhere when the Escobars were falling and the Cali cartels were falling, then she started to shift. I'd have to come around and say maybe in the late 90s, she started to shift west. Of course, going through Mexico, the border, from the 2,200-mile border anywhere from Brownsville, Texas, out to San Ysidro, California. So it was something that a shift occurred there. And, with the government, it takes a little bit of time to steer that big vessel. So until we got our positioning, you know, we had the cocaine corridor working into South Florida. But, of course, when it started to shift out west, we had to make that adjustment. You had to make an adjustment, and we did, and we actually did. So, yes, sir.
Oh, absolutely. Tremendous work. Jack McFarland, DEA.com is Jack's website, jackmcfarlanddea.com. We'll get it shared on the social media platforms for folks who want to check it out. Jack, when you look at the current threat from fentanyl, how big a threat, realistically? I mean, I'm sitting here in the suburbs, and my kids are, you know, they're well behaved and they're well educated and they're fed and all this other stuff. I mean, we don't really have to worry about this, do we?
Absolutely, you got to do it. It'll hit anywhere. It doesn't care what economic status you are, rich, poor, in between. It's going to come. If it's going to come, it's going to come out. Any and all personnel. And think about this, you know. We talk about, you know, fentanyl, if you want to talk very quickly about it. Fentanyl, 80,000 to 100,000 deaths per year. Think about that. That's crazy. And that would fit, remember back in the old Veterans Stadium, that would fit the vet no problem in all the seats in Veterans Stadium.
Yep.
It's just something that's a synthetic opioid, meaning synthetic opioid. It's manufactured for the listeners out there. And I'll tell you, you want to stay away from it because it'll kill you. It'll absolutely kill you. I mean, it's a hundred times stronger than morphine. It's just 50 times stronger than heroin. It'll just make you go to sleep and you won't wake up.
Jeez, it's difficult though. I mean, you're locking up the bad guys who are pushing this stuff for sure. What about the people who are using this stuff? Because they take the first hit, whatever the substance is, and then they spend the rest of their life, the phrase is, chasing the dragon, right? Because they're never going to have a high as good as that first one as far as they're concerned.
I mean, it's something so if you talk to a person that is a user, they'll tell you that. I've never experienced that, of course.
Right.
No, and absolutely not. But, you know, it's that up to that individual. And, yes, I mean, you have to have education. You need drug education as well. You need prevention as well. And you have to have help for these individuals that are out there. I mean, you know, when I raised my right hand, I raised it to the United States Drug Enforcement Administration. I didn't raise it to Drug Education Administration. But, yet we have positions, we have people in place that do a lot, just as important as enforcement. And it seems that we have to have that happy balance. But I was always this enforcement guy, Jeff, you know, out there knocking it down, doing, you know, seizing the drugs, seizing the rest of the bad guys, seizing the assets. And the personnel that I dealt with, there were some sharp individuals that worked for the United States Drug Enforcement Administration. Absolutely.
What about Red Ribbon Week? What can you tell us about Kiki Camarena?
Red Ribbon Week is coming up, believe it or not, for DEA every year at the end of October, and it's very important. Kiki Camarena was an outstanding agent out there in Guadalajara. He was, of course, kidnapped, tortured, and murdered in 1987. It's sad how it went down, and we don't forget. We never forget. That's the title of DEA. You never forget. I mean, you do something to one of ours, we're going to find you no matter how long it takes, and that's really important. But it's coming up, and you'll see a lot of red ribbons. So understand it's about, you know, remembrance, and what we want to do is remember what the sacrifice is, not just, you know, Agent Camarena, but also all the agents that have, you know, in our Wall of Honor and headquarters that have been sacrificed their lives for drugs, for drug enforcement. I mean, think about that. I mean, being killed over some marijuana. You know, think about it, the marijuana. What it was, Kiki was, Camarena was close to an organization out there, a marijuana organization, and he was knocking it down out there, and the bad guys didn't like it, because why? They were cutting into their bottom line of money, and they had to get rid of them. And unfortunately, they did. So, but Red Ribbon Week is very important for DEA, and it also should be important for all the communities out there, not only the United States of America, but also worldwide, absolutely worldwide, too.
Yeah. You know, one of the nice things was it last year?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I guess, where they, you said you're going to get your guy, finally got the guy that, you know, was ultimately responsible for the murder of Kiki Camarena, and they actually used his handcuffs. His son is a judge down there in Texas. And
yes, they did. Yes, they did. Yeah. That's pretty cool. That's an old law enforcement maneuver, and I think that's fantastic. And they put him on him, and they, I don't know if they cinched him too tight, but they probably cinched him accordingly to secure them on his wrist.
I would doubt there was very much free movement in those cuffs, and I'm okay with that. Absolutely. You've had one or two interesting adventures, Jack, and I'm curious if it would be okay in the future. I'd love to get you back just to talk about little segments here and there. I mean, 4 years in the Caribbean, there's some folks, I heard that, I'm thinking, man, worst thing that Jack had to deal with was sunburn. That's it, right? Did they remember the little silly umbrella in your drink at the beach? But maybe more than that.
You know, Jeff, it's hilarious. You know, everyone thinks that, you know, we were hanging on the beach, sitting on the beach, drinking Mai Tais. Well, my wife saw the good side of the island. I didn't see such the good side. We were banging and hanging down there. It was a rock and roll show down there for the 4 years. I had a wonderful, wonderful office in the island of St. Croix, in the Caribbean Division. And we did some great enforcement. We really did. And Cocaine Corridor, it just doesn't stop. And if you get a chance, please check out some of my podcasts. I just did some great ones, and they came around very nicely. And that's coming from the host, of course. Yep. But it's something that people aren't accustomed to think when you go to the islands, it's everything's great. No, modern day piracy, weapons trafficking, dope trafficking, and of course human trafficking.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to get you back if you're willing to do it, because
no worries, brother. Absolutely, man. I mean, you're a proponent of you're a supporter of DEA down there, of course, in our Richmond District office out of the Washington Field Division. And I know I've got some good information on you and all good stuff, and nothing bad. But no, Jeff, I thank you for what you do for DEA and keep doing that for us. Absolutely.
Well, we absolutely. We're going to make sure we get you back. I do want to focus a little bit on the human trafficking. Our guy Chris Gumenez just got the big promotion to SAC for Washington Division, and is doing great work there. And obviously, the DEA writ large, you guys stole Terry Cole back from us, and that's okay, because I think
yes, Mr. Cole, Administrator Cole. Believe it or not, I hate to put this out there, but he was a student of mine in Quantico when I was an agent instructor in there. Yeah, I know Mr. Cole very well, and he knows Mr. McFarland very well as well.
All right. Well, before I let you go, Jack, how did he do in class? Did you grade on a curve, and did he get an A?
You know, he was tactically sound, and he was very yes sir, no sir, three bags full, yes sir.
Okay. What a good answer. That's why you got to retire. I like that. All right,
hey,
Jack.
Yes, sir.
Jack McFarland, DEA.com. I'm going to get that up on social media. I can't wait to get you back here. What a good guy. Jack McFarland, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. Let's get him back, Jerm, now that I think about it. We do have Red Ribbon Week coming up the end of October. It would be great to get him back on, some of our other DEA friends, to remember that sacrifice that Kiki Camarena made so many years ago. And again, I will say it, because I don't know if anybody else is saying it, but I've got to pay tribute to our Richmond District office. Those guys over there on Green Court do such an incredible job, and have done, as long as I've been familiar with them, 13, 14 years. They've got great task force officers coming from local agencies, the state police, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, it was great to chat with Jack. And again, I just so thoroughly enjoyed some of his podcasts. I thought, well, I want you to get on here, and we'll hopefully get some more folks putting eyes on him. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.